Last week, in case you missed it, the Blue Jays and Mets played an exhibition game in Canada. Unfortunately for this guy, nobody told him it was an exhibition game. He tried to do the wave, got a little too excited, and fell 40 feet to the ground behind the center field wall.
He couldn't wait 3 days until opening day.
It's all the today. Scrubs are playing. Let's get the wave going.
In case you missed it, the Baltimore Ravens cheerleaders want to get up close and personal with you. Kinda. Free Wi-Fi and glass-bottom boat tours and much more. Now, I don't know about these glass-bottom boat tours, but the only glass-bottom boat I know comes off of UrbanDictionary.com. Head to Jamaica and hang with the ladies during their annual photo shoot.
Putting the words glass bottom boat on a webpage with a whole bunch of sexy women is going to give some perv a bad idea.
In case you missed it, not all rivals are bad sports. This Ukrainian soccer player passed out during a game, and this guy from the other team gave him life-saving mouth-to-mouth.
The problem with soccer players, they do the dive so much, you know, where they're flopping around on the ground because, you know, somebody hit their toenail, that you don't know when they're faking it around.
Thankfully, this guy didn't swallow his tongue, and he's going to be okay. In case you missed it, Powerade run at the NCAA tournament. And that means everything. This journalist had a kitty coffee cup on the sidelines. And the Powerade police told the friendly feline writer that he and his cat cup had to scat.
And that would be a true catastrophe.
Oh my God.
In case you missed it, Donald Trump might buy the Buffalo Bills. This could be a good thing. Because if they suck, you're fired. Or maybe he'll just move them to LA.
Donald Trump gives a crap about Western New York. No, he gives a crap about his wallet. And I'm saying if he bought the Bills, he'd go, huh, I can keep him here and make zero money, or I can move him to LA and make a crap ton of money.
Last week, in case you missed it, baseball brings everyone together. There's this couple who met at a Tigers game, fell in love, got married, learned to hate each other, then got divorced, but still love baseball. So they go to opening day every single year together.
If you got an ex-wife, just keep her your ex-wife. Don't do this thing, we're friends. Yeah. Oh, you know, we go play bocce and euchre together on Saturday night. No, she's your ex-wife.
Awkward.
And you're not even getting any vijay. You're getting a crappy Tigers game.
In case you missed it, the Buffalo Bisons covered your ass on opening day with a doctor's note. Your diagnosis is the winter blues, and the prescription, it says, to catch the experience of Bison's opening day and the official start of spring. It's okay, boss. Buster T. Bison told me I could skip work.
Triple A baseball teams are just the crack cousin of Major League Baseball teams.
In case you missed it, USA Soccer is going to play a game in the middle of the jungle.
They're playing in a place where they're going to get dysentery just by breathing in the air.
We come for the soccer and stay for the free case of malaria and foot fungus. In case you missed it, the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs are at it again. It's called the Frank Collins.
So what's it, a beer with a hot dog in it?
Gin, beer, Worcestershire sauce, and a hot dog spear for garnish, and it also includes 1.5 ounces of Frank Consomme, which is the extra water in which the hot dogs are boiled.
A hot dog cocktail in the hot dog flavored water. My name is Smalls, and in case you missed it, check out Gratuitous Sports every weekday at 6 o'clock on 94.1 The Zone, Rochester's new rock alternative.